Just talk us through what you were looking into and what the response of the government was when you said that you were looking into these things.
Well, I'm a finance editor, so you would not think that would have very much to do with child abuse. But what happened was while I was investigating a tax shelter called Jersey, which you may know is off the coast of England and is a Crown dependency, I started running into all these allegations of children being treated very badly by very high-level people, very powerful people. And Ted Heath was one of the more prominent allegations.
And you told, when you applied for a visa, you gave your reasons for doing that, and you were detained at Heathrow?
I actually had the visa, but I was still thrown out of the country.
And what did they say to you when they took you into a room knowing what you were going to do in Jersey?
Well, before I had left Jersey on the prior visit, which was only a few weeks beforehand, so this was in September of 2011, in late summer of 2011, while investigating in Jersey, I had taken out a flat for non-domicile, meaning foreigners, which I am. And I checked with immigration to make sure it was all right in Jersey. And they said, yes, that's fine. What are you looking at? And I said, well, I'm looking at some of the child abuse allegations. And immediately, the man brought in a supervisor, and he both shouted at me and told me that I couldn't continue. So I went back to New York, which is where I was living at the time. I double-checked with the embassy. They said all my papers were in order and that I should disregard it. It was bad advice. And the next time I entered the UK, apparently there was a notation on my file that told them to put me in custody, and they detained me for 12 hours. They went through all of my things. They did not want to talk to me. They didn't want to tell me why they were detaining me. They refused to speak to me. They took away everything, my phone, my passport. I didn't have anything, and I didn't know what was going on. Eventually, I found out that that was why, but it was only right before they deported me, and then they banned me for 2 years from entering the United Kingdom or Jersey.
Now, as a journalist, surely that must have raised your heckles in thinking, there is something here, there is something to look into here, because otherwise I wouldn't be treated with this response. Did you think that at the time?
Yes, as a journalist who had worked for high-level publications and had a clean criminal, clean travel, clean immigration record, you wonder why they would take so much trouble with you unless they really wanted to scare you off. So I felt like I had been intimidated, or that the intent was to intimidate me.
Now, we don't know at the moment what the allegation is that is being looked into by the watchdog in this case. Can you outline to us what some of the allegations you were looking into were?
Yes, and by the way, I would say that this news came from the IPCC, right?
Yeah.
So this is when the police or whatever authority it might be in the UK does not follow through correctly, or is suspected not to follow through correctly. So this independent complaints commission, this commission I also went to when I was thrown out of Britain. And so I'm imagining they know quite a bit of things that they could put the pieces together on if they wanted to. I know they had my complaint as well. You wanted to know more about what I heard about Ted Heath.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, on the island, it was very widespread that he had enjoyed using his yacht. It was called the Morning Cloud. And he would come to the island quite frequently. And from what I understand from people on the island and off island, he would take the children from care homes for rides on the yacht. And it was reported that some of those children never came back.
And those allegations that you heard, how close were you to being able to stand those allegations up, to use a poor journalistic phrase?
I think the hardest thing is if true, it's not going to be easy to find a person who can say it happened to them, right? So I think the difficulty here is figuring out what took place on the yacht once it left port and went into international waters. I know that the police receive reports. I have looked into the records at the care home that he used to frequent. From what I understand, it was called Hot de la Garenne, and it was also the care home that Jimmy Savile liked to frequent. Quite a few VIPs and high-ranking people in the government and in public life would go to this home, not just in Jersey on the island, but also from the UK mainland would go to this home. And the children were what they are saying what they were loaned out quite regularly to high-level people. And they were often brought back, sometimes not, and that the records will say things like the child ran away, that sort of thing, but there was no effort to find them.
And do you believe that the British government has been complicit in covering up these allegations, as you have found?
I can say that in my experience working on this for quite some time, they have not been very helpful. I think it would take a lot to prove that it's all on purpose. However, I've seen a pattern of trying very hard to look the other way. Maybe it's not deliberate, but it's certainly quite a pattern and quite a coincidence that every time people try to take the matter and bring it to somebody in authority, that it never seems to go anywhere.